Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Greetings to each and every one of you on this wonderful, beautiful Saturday morning. Truly, it is a blessing to yet be in the land of the living and to have it yet praised. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to They Overcame. The scripture says in Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who is him? That dragon, that Satan, that scoundrel. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. You were listening to that song, Yes, by Shekinah Glory, saying yes to the Lord's will. That is how we overcome. I thank you and appreciate you tuning in. Again, you're listening to They Overcame, and I am standing in the stead of Minister Billy Burns on this morning. She's on vacation, taking a much-needed vacation with a little rest. Her and her husband, and he's celebrating with some of her friends on a three-day cruise. Amen. So she asked me to stand in. Now, you all know we on Pacific Standard Time, and 9 out of 10 times I'm on the line with the regardless, amen, but sometimes I don't have to get up this early on a Saturday morning, but I am, and I'm thankful, and I'm grateful that she entrusts me with this segment, amen. So we want you to know that we are certainly excited about what she's doing with this segment. They Overcame. This is a segment where you have an opportunity to give a testimony and share about the goodness of the Lord. You know, many times, oftentimes, we take the little things for granted, and we're looking for God to do something greater. Hallelujah. And he will do something greater. But you know, he said to, in the scripture, it says to whom much is given, much is required, and little is much when you put it in the master's hand. We have to know that. Little is much when we trust God. Little is much when we look to him. Little is much when we depend on him for our everything. Now, looking to the Lord, depending on him and trusting him, that doesn't mean you're sitting somewhere with your legs crossed and your hands folded and you won't activate your faith. You have to activate your faith. That's how you overcome. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So when we hear this word, it should stir us up. It should move us. It should excite us. Amen. I'm excited each and every day that I'm able to say something about the goodness of the Lord because he's been so good to me. Amen. But I'm going to open up with the word of prayer, and I see two callers on the line. Amen. And we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go to Faithful this morning and ask her to just open with a word of prayer if she can on this morning. God bless you, Faithful.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning. Amen, amen. Well, good Father God,
morning.
We just
glad to see some friendly faces and some people that love the Lord on this line today while Minister Burns is away. So God bless you. I want the
amen.
Audience to know that this is Faithful, and she's a graphic artist and a marketing specialist, and if you need to brand your ministry or just upgrade what you already have, you know, for business cards and websites and flyers and, you know, marketing strategies, she is the young lady to call, and she's going to give you her information a little bit later in the show, but we're going to ask her to open up with the word prayer, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We come to you for you humbly, Father God, just giving you praise, honor, and glory. We ask for forgiveness for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. We just thank you for a new day, another chance to rise and just give you praise, but to get it right, Father God, but to go higher and higher in you. And I ask today on this show, God, whatever you're doing, Father God, whatever we need to hear, whatever, Father God, as this show is called, They Overcame, oh God, and it's about tremendous testimonies, oh God. It's about overcoming. I'm asking you, Father God, to do a new thing in all of us, even the more, Father God, as we prepare to hear the testimonies of your people, prepare to hear testimonies of our own lives, Father God. Strengthen the woman of God, the evangelist that's running the line this morning, Father God, evangelist Adrian Bernard, Father God, and strengthen Minister Burns as she's away, Father God. I just thank you right now, Father God, for the show, Lord. I ask you to continue, Father God, to open doors so that the show will continue to go higher and even grow more, Father God, because it truly is a help to your people at this time, Father God, for knowledge and your word to go forth, Father God. And I give you praise, and we thank you right now that we're opening our hearts to receive what you are saying and what you are doing in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise, God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Faithful. Do you have a testimony this morning?
Yes, always. God is good. God is good. No matter the obstacles, no matter the challenges of life, no matter what comes and what goes on, I just want to give God praise and say thank you, Lord, for being a keeper and bringing us out. You know, I don't have anything too much great, great, great of a testimony, I should say, like I've been through over and over again, this and that, but I will say that I have my own testimony, whatever somebody want to call it, but I will say that God is just a good and just faithful God. My mother and father, I don't know if they know who I am, but my mother is Minister Patricia Spate. She works in minister and evangelist Adrian Bernard. They're very close in the ministry, and they do things together, coming together, amen. And my father, he's a pastor. He passed in 2004, and they were in ministry 35 years, and actually my mother still is in ministry. She's an evangelist. But I will say the journeys that we went through, just the journeys even growing up, but the journeys that we went through thus far, we lost everything when he passed. And God has been faithful no matter what. When you're about his business and you're about his people and his work, I'm telling you, he will be about you. And literally, God has kept us no matter what we have went through. The woman of God, I will say the widow and her, we would pray the widow and her fatherless children, God keep us all. But I will say God kept every one of us, every one of us. And he has raised us up and planted us on solid ground. And I will say it's like our life never missed a beat. I will say as a child growing up, all I know and remember is my mother and father just giving to God's people and just doing so, so much. And there came a point, I must say, that, you know, I didn't question God, but it make you understand, you know, it says, you said to yourself, oh, Lord, what is going on where I feel like, you know, why should they be going through this when they've done so much work for you? You don't want to question God, but sometime in your heart when you're overwhelmed and you're just going through so much and, you know, you always constantly see the good, and there's really not much bad, no bad. You wonder and say, well, where have I went wrong? Where did they go wrong? And it's not so much that God is making you faithful. God is making you faithful. God is making you faithful sometime even the more. And I know for my life, he was making me even more faithful in my own walk with him. But he's making you faithful through it all even the more. I know the testimony had came in some things for my family, as far as my father. He said, your life will be like Job. Your life will be like Job in some things. And I never forget when that word came. And I didn't grasp it. I said, well, Lord, life will be like, okay. I said, okay, Father God. But then when we lost everything and we begin to see some of the things, you know, and had to say, God, though you slay me, I trust you. I begin to understand the revelation even more. And now I will say that it's clear as day, but I will say God is faithful. If you go with the flow of things, of what he's doing with your life, no matter how it feels, he's raising you up for something greater. He's raising you up for something greater. He's raising you up for something. Sometimes you have to have the testimony to go forth even more to his people. You have to have even the greater testimonies of faith and the things that you must go through and journey for his glory. It's from glory to glory what he's doing with our lives and what he's doing with all of us. And amen. I just give him praise. I just give him praise of how we've overcome and just the fact we're still here, still rising to give him glory, but to go forth for his people, that people know him and that people will love him and come to him. You're nothing without God at the end of the day, no matter what. We are nothing without God, no matter what, you know. And who are we to think that we can live in this world? Because actually, as children of God, we are in this world, but we are not of it. But the people that feel that they, you know, they are who they are with without God, they won't make it very far. And money, power, respect, or anything without God is nothing at the end of the day. It's at the end of the day, and I just give God praise. I give him praise for being here and making it thus far. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? That's a wonderful testimony. And Jesus, the eldest daughter of Minister Patricia Spates, and I can identify somewhat of what she's speaking, you know, to have been in a family with the pastor. Her father was the pastor, and her mother was right there in ministry along with her husband. And to, you know, just have a thriving ministry and, you know, beautiful home and all of the trimmings. And then after, you know, you lose your father, you're already grieving. And then they have to go through what you all went through. You know, God has some great and marvelous things stored up for his people. And your name, people, you know, Lord, the Lord gave your mother and your father that name. And she even shared with me that, you know, she said, she told me that her husband told her, say, God is a mother. Spates have three daughters and one son. And she said, husband said, God is giving you these young women, giving you these girls, and they're going to help you in ministry, not knowing that the Lord was going to take him on home, you know, and for him to declare and decree that, hey, and then to see God really manifesting that promise that he made. God is a promise keeper. I tell you, and God will keep his promise. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to be exempt and we won't go through trials. We won't have tests. We won't have tribulations. Hallelujah. If you go in over in the book of Hebrews, you'll see the Hall of Fame, we call it, in the Hall of Faith, where these patriarchs of old, they kept the faith. Some of them was thrown in the prison. Some of them was being hated, but they kept on looking to Jesus. And that's
Amen.
The most important thing. We have to look to Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to look to Jesus. We have no other help. Hallelujah. So I thank God for Faithful this morning and sharing that testimony. And, you know, she's a pastor's kid. And, you know, sometimes they walk away from God. And as she said, she questioned God. And I'm sure her other sisters and brother questioned God. How were we able to be so prosperous one day and then lose our father the next day? Hey, we at the bottom of the totem pole, amen. But God is a good God, honey, and he is faithful, and he will give you an opportunity to come back. He will give you an opportunity to restore everything that we felt have been taken away from us. Sometimes God allows things to be taken from us where he can get our total attention. Total attention, because if we thrive in every day and we make it on our own, hallelujah, the songwriter say, if I've never had a problem, how would I know? How could I know that God would solve us? So we have to have some situations to know that God is in charge. Hallelujah. And he said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. He said, I will be with you until the end of the world. Amen. I see Patriot Greg in the chat room, and we just want to say good morning to him. He has been faithful in his support in coming in the chat room, listening to us, preachers and the teachers. We come on every day on this time of reflection, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on Saturday, Minister Byrne hosts this segment at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on Sunday morning, join us for 30 minutes of corporate early prayer. Amen. I tell you, prayer changes things. Prayer make you think a little bit better. Amen. So we're going to area code, and I see one of my dear friends, I love her. I look to her as a mother. Amen. Sister Ruby is up with us this morning. So after we go to our caller, I see at area code 408, and the last four of your number is 6366. Can you greet us, caller?
Yes, praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God. I'm really thankful to hear this testimony this morning, and God is good. He has been good to me, and he has been good to my family. And actually, I'm just enjoying what I'm hearing right now. And it is the saints of God to pray for me.
Amen. What's your name again?
I'm Sister Carter.
Sister Carter? What area are you in, Sister Carter?
Pardon me?
What area are you calling from?
San Jose.
San Jose. Amen. Amen. Do you know Minister Burns, or how did you hear about him?
No. Sister Williams told me about it.
Sister Williams?
Yeah.
Sister Barbara Williams?
Barbara Williams, yeah.
Yeah, well, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, it's a blessing. Do you have a testimony that you'd like to share with the audience?
What I'd like to share is that God has been good. Actually, that's my first time in this line, and I just want to hear what the saints of God have to say to encourage me, and God is good. That's what I can say, is God is good.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for tuning in and listening on this morning. Again, we just appreciate the listeners and the callers that call in, and I tell you, give testimonies. We know just to be alive this morning, that in itself is a testimony. Amen. But we know that God has renewed his mercy on this morning, so we just grateful for what he is doing. Amen. And I see, I believe this is Sister Barbara Williams on the line with us this morning, and she was with us on yesterday evening, so we just thank God for her. God bless you, Sister Williams. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm so blessed to be in the land of the living.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Right. Yes, I can.
And I'm
grateful. Do you have a testimony you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I just say that I just thank the Lord that he blessed me, and like I said, being the land of the living, and just to, you know, he woke me up this morning without a clock. You know, he woke me up, and I thank the Lord for that. And I say, well, I'm gonna go. 5:06, he woke me up, and I'm grateful that I was able to get online. And I'm looking forward to Sunday morning. I'm looking forward to Monday through Friday to hear your ministry.
Amen, amen. I tell you, we are excited about what God is doing. And we've been on this broadcast for this month, will be 14 months. And we have impacted and had over 24,000 listeners to come on, to either listen by the archive, call in, or listen live on the internet. So sometimes, you know, we look at the numbers and we might not see but one or two callers that call in. But you can go to Blog Talk Radio and access this broadcast, this segment 24/7. So, you know, God has a word. We don't know who's listening, and we don't know who needs encouragement, and we don't know who's standing at the edge in a crossroads, you know,
trying to make a decision.
Lord, should I live? Should I die? But God has blessed us with so many tools, so many strategies where we can get this word out, because we have to be mindful, people, that Jesus said that this gospel is going to be preached to every creature.
Hallelujah.
About this gospel before he come back.
Yes.
And the scriptures have not all been fulfilled. Sometimes we think that the end is near, but it's not near. Hallelujah. Because every scripture will be fulfilled before Jesus come back.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Amen. Yeah. So we just thank God. I tell you, we're looking to go higher in the Lord next week. We want you all to tune in. We have a special treat that we have a pastor that is a teacher and a trainer, and he's coming in next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and he's going to be teaching on regaining your birthright as God as your source. And he's also going to be teaching on excellence and commitment and accountability. We all know that God is an excellent God.
Yes, he is.
We have to be committed to God because he's committed to us. Amen.
Yeah.
And we certainly have to be accountable. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, you have people sometimes want to launch forward and do ministry, and they don't want to be held accountable. They don't want to look to nobody. But I'm reminded of the scripture in Isaiah where the Bible says that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So it's a wonderful thing to have people in our lives that we can consult with when we're at that crossroad and we have some decisions to make and we haven't heard from God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God has sent a word through somebody else to encourage you, to uplift you. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God,
thank you, Father.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. But I want to say again, I'm standing in the stead. Minister Burns, she's on a vacation. Her birthday is next week, so her and her friends and family went on a 3-day cruise. So we're just happy for what he's doing in her life. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby Larry, a dear friend of ours that's on the line with us Monday through Friday on a time of reflection. They Overcame is under our umbrella with New Destiny Ministry. So we just thank God for her. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast and of this radio broadcast. And we thank God for her. She is a great supporter. She is a great contributor. She just don't come on the line and support and hear the ministers and the other men and women of God, but she donates. She contributes to this ministry, and we thank God for her on this morning rise and early. Oh, I'm excited about God. But
all
before
right.
I bring Sister Ruby on to give a testimony, we just want to let you know at 6 o'clock, Minister Faith will be on with Circle of Love, and we want to give you that as faithful. The young lady you heard testifying and opening up with prayer, that is her mother. And she has a ministry. Amen. So she'll be ministering for the Circle of Love this morning. You're talking about a powerful speaker, a powerful teacher. She's back. And let me give the listeners that phone number and the callers. That phone number is 646-478-0116. Once again, that's 646-478-0116. So after we close out here, we're going to go over on the Circle of Love and show our love and support for our dear sister. Amen. I also see another wonderful young man. Hallelujah. Look how God blesses you. And I'm going to go to him after Mother Ruby. But this other young man, he was with me in the testing in the trial period of this broadcast. He and I opened up this broadcast, and I tell you, I remember one weekend, you know, he's also an advocate for my sister that has been in prison for 20 years, and that's none other than Minister Michael Lewis. And I tell you, so we were testing this thing, how to do this blog talk radio. You know, I was a novice to this stuff. And so Brother Mike stood in the gap, and I went and saw my sister that Saturday, and he wasn't able to get the computer for the switchboard, so he just called in on the line. We only had 30 minutes, 30 minutes, and they would give you an extra 30 minutes for recording time, but the live time was 30 minutes. Now I've increased our time. Show you when you're faithful to something, God will give you favor. So now we're able to be on the air for 2 whole hours. Just imagine that, from 30 minutes to 2 hours. Amen. And our price, the subscription price, it never changed. Amen. It stayed the same. So I tell you, we serve a good God. So we certainly thank God for Minister Mike. He did a beautiful job on yesterday at First Black History Program at Delta College, and had judges, and a young lady was a warden of prisons, and, you know, and then we had a doctor, a veterinarian doctor. And I tell you, that just made my heart feel so good to know that, you know, we've come a long way. And the theme was a past to remember and a future to pursue. How many know we have a future to pursue? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to Sister Ruby Larry right now. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I said to myself, I normally don't rise on this program because it's a testimony program, and you know, we have so many testimonies, but you were kept saying, well, it's Dara, you know, it's really, really, when you really, really have a truly testimony, not about getting bread or whatever. So I never decided to come on 5 o'clock in the morning, but I was just given, I guess, a little testimony here. And so Sister Barbara, I'm always feeling like I've known her. We drove bus together for years, and Sister Carter. Always felt like Sister Carter was a minister and Sister Barbara was a minister. But they always say we sisters. So praise the Lord, Sister Carter. I haven't heard your voice in a while. So I said, well, if they're going on, Lord, wake me up. So I'm like Sister Barbara now. I ain't need no alarm clock. He woke me up. I came on a little late, but I just give God the glory. And I just thank my testimony. I thank you for bringing me out of darkness into his marvelous light to understand the will of his word and his way, and to pick me up and all sin and shame, and brought me, and you know what is so exciting, is that Jesus Christ placed you in his body where he wants you to be. And not only that, he gave you a seat. He gave me a seat. I'm responsible for that seat. So I say, Lord, I thank you. You know, sometimes you, my daughter passed away like a year and a half ago, and I don't have any family out here in California. We came out here in 73. Well, all my family is on the East Coast and down South Carolina, whatever. But I'll tell you, I say, Lord, I thank you, because you can get lonely, and when you got family, sisters and brothers or whatever, no matter how far you scatter, mothers, you always can go to their house or call them, or you always can be involved and going forth and not by yourself. But I thank Jesus Christ, because he has strengthened me. And in the course, when my daughter passed away, you know, I thank God that I was in church, and I had been back, you know, in church since, I think, 1991, just joining now, not knowing anything about Jesus, because I thought that when they said bread from heaven, I was going to Safeway to buy white bread to cut it up. That's how I didn't know anything. But if you stay with Jesus and you allow him, your path. Hey, hallelujah. You all understand what the bread of heaven is from, is Jesus Christ. So, I'm telling you, anybody out there that have never or able to go in church or backslide, you know, Jesus Christ said he's married to the backslider. You know, so I know that, because I got evicted out of a church. I tell you, I say, well, I call it evicted, because I know I can't get put out of God's church. So I'm just saying, Lord, where am I going? This is a testimony. So Minister Mike had invited, I guess I'm telling them, putting everybody here in a minute. Minister Mike had invited Vanda's agent over to the church I was a member at that time. So something gave her, the Lord moved her, and she came back and joined with her 2 grandchildren. So, and then a prophet came there, Cheryl Harrison. She was preaching, and she told Evangelist Bernard, well, you're going to go higher. So you're going to leave or you, whatever. I thought it was leaving. Well, I felt my spirit leaving the church. So I went to the ladies' room and I told her, I said, Evangelist Bernard, don't leave without giving me your phone number. She said, oh, I'm not going anywhere. And sure enough, I think the following two Sundays, me and Evangelist Joshua got evicted, and Evangelist Bernard, she wrote a letter and she left because she felt like the way it wasn't done right. So basically, but the Lord opened up a door, like Evangelist Joshua called her special ops. Say she came in to get us out of the building. And I had no idea that I was going to be evicted out of the church building. But God knows. Jesus Christ knows everything. And you know what? When the Bible say when he will lead and guide you through all things, it's so true. And from there, we went on. And then the next 2 weeks, we look around. He done set up a broadcast for Evangelist Bernard. She had no idea where she was going. I think we were going up there fellowshipping in Elk Grove with Prophetess Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Look around, she calling, well, you know, go on my broadcast. And I said, Lord, thank you. So I just gave that testimony because Jesus Christ is real. You know, we go through trials and tribulations, but one thing about him, when you may not feel it, but he's there. You know, he leads and guides you. So I just thank the Lord, and I miss Faith testimony, because I got up a little later, but I just thank God that she's on, and Evangelist Bernard, just love you to death, because I looked at your work that you done on the internet. It is beautiful. The Lord has given you an awesome gift for his kingdom and his church. So pray my strength in the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Minister Mike.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, she did. I'd have to go back and find that message with Evangelist Joshua. She taught us a lesson about special ops, and I had never heard anything like that. I know about what you call SWAT team and all these people go come in. You know, when they have these hostage situations, but I had never heard anything like that talk about those special ops, and we're going to have to rebroadcast that message one day on the line, because I tell you, she broke that thing down, and I said, what special ops, Lord God? I had never been, I had that type of title conferred upon me. Amen. So I see Brother Mike on the Minister Mike on the line, Prophet Mike. God bless you. This is my dear brother. I love him dearly. You know, we have known each other for quite some time now, and I tell you, he's a such advocate, always telling somebody about my sister. Always, even at Black History Program, it was significant because it's going to lead to other things, and I'm looking for my sister to release this year. I'm looking for it, and I just believe God, and I'm going to keep on believing it. So, Minister Mike, God bless you this morning.
God bless you. Good morning. Truly, it's a blessing to be on this broadcast. It's a blessing to still be saved and in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you, Sister Adrian, because you also made everything that happened on yesterday possible with your work behind the scenes. And truly, it was a historical event that took place at Delta College. A lot of people didn't understand the significance of what happened, but it was a program that was put on exclusively for her sister Danielle Metz, although it was hosted by the organization in which I'm the president, which is the Black Student Union. Never in the history of that college have a group of people so prominent been under the same roof at the same time on a program. Now, normally you would have one or two of them, but the way it was structured, there were five prominent figures that spoke, and yet there were like four or five that just sat in the audience. So I was truly blessed by God. Each of them came after the event was over and came to me and told me if it's anything that I need to call them.
Oh.
And then on top of that, Dr. Patio, who was the keynote speaker, wanted to bless the BSU, and because we didn't know the procedure and how to do that, he said, well, Michael, I tell you what, you stay right here. I'm going to run to my car, and I'm going to write you a check. And I thank God that it was some witnesses standing by, because the BSU would have thought it was going to them, but he said it right in front of my advisor. He said it in front of the vice president and two other brothers. And when he came back, he gave me the check. I hadn't even looked at it. I just tucked it in my pocket, shook his hand, took a picture. And as I went back to the radio broadcast to check out my camera, I explained to them a situation had occurred at the very end of the show where someone was upset because they weren't able to perform. But we only had it from 11 to 2, so 2 o'clock was cut off, period. Yes, and I went to the teacher and explained to him what happened. But I say, yeah, and you know, the show was a success. The doctor wrote me a check, and I pulled it out, and I showed them. And I never looked at the numbers that was written or what it said. And she said, woo-woo. And I'm like, okay, what is woo-woo? She said, you need to look. And when I looked, I'm thinking maybe $25, $50. But no, this man blessed me with $250.
Ooh,
look at that.
And God knew,
yeah, he knew I needed it because a couple of days prior to that, I lost my wallet.
Look at God. That's a testimony. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I had lost my wallet, and in my wallet, I had just purchased a bus card because I ride the bus. And I had one that still had some days on it. So both of those was gone. And then my ID was gone and everything gone. And I was just going through. And he said, here, I'm going to bless you where now I can go buy a new wallet. I got to go buy a new ID. And I got to go buy a new bus pass. But it's no strain on me because now I have the funds to go do these things. So I truly thank and praise God that he looked out for me.
Thank you, Father.
Of the program, there are some things that are taking place even right now because of the gentleman that helped put on this program, Mr. Larry Baker. It was all done in behalf of Danielle Metz, Sister Adrian's sister, who's incarcerated. And he said, if I, you know, put these certain people on, then don't worry about it. We're going into the federal prison. And I heard the warden, Mary Lattimore, say that his program is still running successfully at her place where she's the warden over. So that gave me some confidence and some hope that we can get it done where Danielle at. And sure enough, he knows some people that knows some people that know Barack Obama. So I'm so excited that this was a success because that's the person other than God. Mr. Barack Obama can let Danielle go free. So I thank and praise God that I see the vision and it's looking beautiful. So I'm going to request a special prayer. Please pray for the strength of Mr. Baker. He said he quit smoking, and I think he said he might have quit drinking. And if he did, that's a blessing. Because this man drinks and he smokes and he's up in age. So I'm asking y'all, please, say a special prayer for Mr. Baker that this thing goes through to the end. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. And I'm going to pray right now for Mr. Baker. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are God of the land, God. You are God of each and every nation. God, you don't have no respect of person. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. Lord God, we ask you to touch Mr. Baker, Larry Baker, right now, God, if he's giving up the cigarettes,
hallelujah,
give up the alcohol, Lord God. And I've met this man, hallelujah, and he already confessed. He said, now, I love God. He said, but I don't go to church. He just was honest. I went and met him at his house with Brother Mike. Hey, glory to God. But God can change the heart of the king.
Yes, hallelujah.
He changed the heart of the king. Truly, he can change each and every heart in the nation. We Amen. For his labors of love, Lord God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We didn't know nothing about this thing. Hey, how y'all know the most?
Hallelujah.
When Mike called me and told me about him, how y'all know the most? And all how influential he was and what he sat in the background at the program yesterday.
Thank you, Mike.
Everybody that Mike called and everybody that I contacted on Mike's behalf, hallelujah, these were wardens, these were judges, these were doctors, hallelujah. And when we said that, when Mike called them, they say, I was waiting on your call. Higher than the most.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And my sister wrote him a letter, and he said that letter touched him. So he said he had to read that letter 3 or 4 times. And he began to tell me, he said, your sister's razor sharp. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. I've been right there with her for 20 years. Hallelujah. I've been that Lord, and we thank you for Mr. Baker right now. We ask you to strengthen his body, Lord God. Strengthen his physical body in the name of Jesus and renew his mind, God.
Make
his mind, Lord God, to seek you while you may be out. Hallelujah. Because you said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you would in no way turn it away. Thank you for even my sister this morning, God. Lift her up, Lord God. Encourage her, Lord God. Let her know that you are still there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let her know that you're not going away, God. Let her know that you haven't forgotten about her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You brought Joseph up.
I'm the governor of all the land,
God, and I'm looking for you to raise her up. I'm looking for you, Lord God, to make her a governor, Lord God, where she can put her trust in you. Give her mind to repent. Give our mind to be baptized in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give our mind, Lord God, to pursue you like never before. Lord, we bless you to do, God. Hallelujah. We turn the notice up. Hallelujah. On everyone that has spoken against you. Hallelujah. It will be done in the name of Jesus. It will be done in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you this morning, God, and we give you praise for all the listeners, Lord God, and for the callers that have come on the line. I didn't know who would be on the line today, but God knows. God knew each and every one of you all that would die in this morning and be on this broadcast. Lord God, continue to strengthen Sister Ruby this morning. Continue, Lord God, to comfort her heart, Lord God. Even my mother, Lord God,
Bless her, Father.
My granddaughter, Darielle, Lord God. Oh, God, bring God, let this situation that she's going through, hallelujah, open up her eyes, God, that she would be enlightened, Lord God. Bless my great-grandchildren. Hallelujah, bless Glenisha and Curl, God. Oh, we just bless you this morning. We give you praise for everything that you're doing. Hallelujah, thank you for minister, my God. Hallelujah, you brought him into our life for such a time. Sometimes people don't understand why you're connected with folks. Hallelujah, because you know what? None of us have the same personality. One thing about God, he made everybody unique. He took one mold and made me, then he took another mold and he made Mike. Hallelujah. So we have to learn from another. And all of our personality traits and some of our character flaws, we have to love one another. Jesus said, on your commandment I leave you, that you love one another. That's our new commandment I leave you, that you love one another. We don't like everything people do. We don't like how folks talk to us. Sometimes we don't like how they treat us. Hallelujah, but we still got to love. We still got to be forgiven. Hallelujah, we have to understand that if we do it to the least of them, we do it unto the Lord. Hallelujah, so if I mistreat Mother Mike, if I mistreat Sister Ruby, guess what? God is not pleased with me, and he will not rain down blessings. He said he won't bless us. Hallelujah, if we don't know how to treat his people, we love the Lord today. Hallelujah, we thankful for him today. Hallelujah, we just give him praise today, God. We give him praise for what he's doing in our life. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God, we asking you to bless the virgin girl. We asking you to bless the host of this segment that overcame Minister Burns and her husband, Elder Burns, as they're on their cruise celebrating a birthday.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, keep a smile on her face, Lord God. Let them be able to rest and relax and enjoy themselves. And when they come back into the state, Lord God, that they would be re-energized and revived and rejuvenated. In the name of Jesus, we asking you to continue to bless this segment, Lord God. Bless listeners to learn about this segment, Lord God, where they can call in. And God, we ask that you even to bless those that go in the archives and those that listen live online each and every day. We have some faithful people that come on and hear the word of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise that you're so deserving of. Amen, amen. I'm going to have people to come back and give you her information. And, Mike, if you have any announcements, you're free to do so at this time. And, again, we want you to know our airtime is Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard time. Now, next week we have our special guest Tuesday and Wednesday. Pastor Edward Hamilton out of Houston, Texas, will be doing a two-day series titled Regaining Your Birthright. Amen. So don't miss next week at all. And then we're going to continue on with our series, The Acts of the Apostles. And on Monday, we will have Pastor Julius Bowles out of Louisville, Kentucky. I'm telling you, God, I have never had a lineup like this. In 14 months, I'm telling you, God just sent it. Men, young men that's preaching and teaching this word. And I'm excited about the men because the women, you know, you don't have to worry about the women. The women going to step up to the plate. They're going to take care of business. But our men, we need our men at the forefront. They are the ones are to be at front. They are the ones that are to be there to protect us. Hallelujah. They are the strong men that God has called. So we're looking for the mighty men of valor to step up and take their rightful place. Amen. So join us on Monday. Amen. And we're going to have Pastor Julius Ball from Louisville, Kentucky with us. Amen. So we're going to Faithful and let her just tell you a little something about her business. Amen. And then we're going to cross over and go and support our sister in the Lord, our Faithful Mother, Minister Faith, and tell them a little something about her ministry because she has a prayer line also. Amen. Faithful. Okay, she might have a phone on mute. Faithful. Amen. So anyway, I'll ask Brother Mike, did you have any announcements?
No, ma'am. I don't have none.
Okay. Faithful. She may have a phone on mute. Amen. Sister Ruby, anybody on the line have any announcements? We thank God for the guest 453 and guest 457 in the chat room. We thank God for you. Once again, thank God for Patriot Greg. We're going to cross over, and we're going to go and support our Minister Faith on the Circle of Love. That number, I tell you, you need to hear this woman of God. Don't sign off. Call in. The number is very close, 646-478-0116. Once again, that's 646-478-0116. I'm going to ask Minister Mike to close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Dear kind and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for another day, oh God. A day which you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you for every testimony that have gone forth, God. We thank you for those that remain faithful to this hour and to the hour of 1 o'clock, God. Father, we ask you to bless the airways that which your word is being preached and taught to by your faithful servants, God, the stewards that you have given charge over this ministry. We lift up Sister Adrian right now, God, asking you that you continue to bless and lead and guide her in all truth and righteousness, God. Father, we pray that you bless her with a financial blessing, God, to remain that the doors stay open, God. Father, you send those that are having a listening ear that they will hear what the Spirit says unto the church. We're careful and grateful. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. All that we do, we pray that you get the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I still see Faithful on the line, but she's not answering. So we're going to close out with Amen. We'll be on the broadcast tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., 30 minutes of prayer. God bless you all.
I decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Dear Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
What?
All right,
and be counted
among them that shall reign with him.
Some of my friends, and I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes, all of our children to stand, stand, everybody say it, you stand, oh, stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand
all right,
be counted
among them that surrender.
Stand,
when friends are gone, stand,
Everybody stand up and say,
for holiness,
for holiness, for righteousness, and be counted. Now, or does somebody say, you stand? Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
Bless weekend. God bless you.